The FBI had a mole. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, inside Mar-a-Lago, tipping off the FBI where and when to search for potentially classified documents. That's according to Newsweek, which quotes two anonymous Justice Department sources as saying the raid was timed to happen when the former president wasn't there in an effort to keep it low-key. But one of the sources calls that a spectacular backfire. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley telling Fox News Primetime it's worse than that.
Though our constitutional framework of government is strong, and I believe that, we have deep, deep corruption in our government. Deep corruption.
The Wall Street Journal, in an editorial published Wednesday night, condemning the raid and warns that Attorney General Merrick Garland risks taking America down a perilous path. And the Justice Department is unleashing political furies it can't control and may not understand. The New York Times asking a federal court to order the Justice Department to unseal the warrant, as has the Albany Times Union and the group Judicial Watch. The response from the Justice Department? Silence. Sources tell Fox News, under direct orders from Attorney General Garland. Former President Trump declined to answer questions Wednesday during a deposition into a probe by the New York State Attorney General's office.
In a statement released on his social media platform, Mr. Trump wrote in part, quote, I did nothing wrong, which is why after 5 years of looking, the federal, state, and local governments, together with the fake news media, have found nothing. When it comes to pleading the fifth, Trump said, and I quote, when your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt, you have no choice.
Fox's David Lee Miller, a Richmond, Indiana police officer, reported to be in extremely critical condition. Officer Sierra Burton shot after a Wednesday night traffic stop. The suspect also shot and wounded. In the Los Angeles suburb of Arcadia, California, a police officer responding to a domestic disturbance has been shot in the face, said to be in stable condition. The suspect reported to be barricaded in a home. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Consumer prices in July stayed about the same as they were in June, according to the Commerce Department. That's still more than 8% higher than last July. But President Biden claiming that's zeroed out inflation.
The way the White House calculates things, when prices are 8.5% higher than this time last year, that 8.5 actually could equal zero. That's when they compare it to last month, not the way most economists do it. Year over year, inflation's up 8.5%. That is more than wages are up, so effectively people have less money. But the month over month is what the White House wants to look at, and since gas prices have fallen since the last report, the inflation since June has been pretty flat. And even as the president claims inflation is 0% and his economic plan is working, he's also claiming Congress still needs to pass an inflation-fighting bill.
Fox's Peter Ducey, the House scheduled to vote on what the Democrats are calling the inflation reduction bill on Friday. A judge in Salt Lake City has rejected a request by the state of Utah to throw out a lawsuit challenging a state ban on transgender students who want to compete in youth sports. A third comeback attempt by the man who called himself America's sheriff has come up short.
90-year-old Joe Arpaio, the once powerful sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, had been running for mayor in the Phoenix suburb of Fountain Hills. His campaign shelled out about $160,000 for the effort. That was six times as much than his opponent Jenny Dickey had spent. But Arpaio was defeated. Now he's saying he's going to talk to an attorney about the idea of challenging the results. Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt in 2017 for disobeying a judge's order to stop patrols that targeted migrants. He was later pardoned by then-President Trump. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.